You're listening to the Driving Confidence Podcast for drivers who want to be calm and confident on the road. We will be sharing tips, stories, and advice to beat driving nerves and anxiety and build your driving confidence. Whether you are just starting out as a learner or have had your driving license for years, if you want to transform how you feel about driving, this podcast is for you. So, welcome back to step four.
And in step four, what we're going to be talking about is the gap, or what's missing, that's going to help you get back on the road driving.
Yeah, so yesterday you took your small goal and you divided it into parts. You divided it into what was easy, what was challenging, and actually what was really difficult. So, like Kev said, what's missing? What's the gap? What is the difference between the parts that are easy and the parts that are challenging? What is it that's different between those two parts? Is it maybe a difference in knowledge? Is there a gap in the things that you know? Is there a gap in your decision-making ability? So what's missing? What is it that causes that difference?
Yeah, it might well be that you've, you know, when you was learning to drive and you passed your test, but you still really never understood how to deal with multi-lane roundabouts. You know, the lanes just make you confusing, as an example. You know, there might well be something missing now, or you've got a new car and you don't understand how it works. It's different to the car that you learned to drive in. So there is something missing, or something's changed, and there's a gap in understanding or knowledge, or it just makes you feel different about driving. So today's questions are: what is the gap, or what's missing to help you reach your driving goal? Where can you find what's missing to help you succeed? Who else can help you in reaching your driving goal? And again, we encourage you to write your answers down. Take time to actually think about your answers. You know, is it straightforward? Fantastic. If it's not, it might take a little bit of time just to realize what's actually happening in your driving.
Yeah, and remember, this is why in step one we talked about effort. We talked about, are you willing to spend some time on this? Are you willing to make this a priority? Because if you just think about this and then leave it, you're not putting the effort in. Like Kev said, spend some time, think about it properly, think about it like a project. If this is something that you really want to change this year, then you're going to need to put the work in the same way as you would if you were doing any other project. So again, as we've said before, if you'd like to have some help working with us, then you can find all those details on our website. And so we'll speak to you again tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Find out about the different ways that you can work with us on our website, www.confidentdrivers.co.uk, and begin to transform the way you feel about driving.